Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 30, Intravenous Lipid Emulsion for the Treatment of Drug Toxicity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode30. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. And if you haven't already joined the Pharmacy Nation Slack group, where pharmacists collaborate about patient care in real time, sign up at pharmacynation.org. I hope you join me and the over 70 other Pharmacy Nation members there. In this episode, I'll discuss some cases of using IV lipid emulsion for drug toxicity, list in which patient care areas my institution stocks IV lipid emulsion, and review the dosing of IV lipid emulsion for drug toxicity. I first heard of the idea of using IV lipid emulsion as an antidote to drug overdose in 2008. An emergency physician showed me an article discussing a case that was reported in Annals of Emergency Medicine. A 17-year-old female ingested nearly 8 grams of bupropion and 4 grams of lamotrigine in a suicide attempt. She developed seizure and cardiovascular collapse. She was coded for over 70 minutes until an anesthesiologist suggested giving IV lipid emulsion. Within 1 minute of receiving the lipid emulsion, the patient had return of spontaneous circulation. She recovered with near-normal neurologic function. The case presented a compelling temporal relationship between the administration of IV lipids and return of spontaneous circulation. Previous to this case, lipid emulsion had only been used as an antidote for local anesthetic systemic toxicity, or LAST. The first research using lipids to treat LAST was published in 1998 with a rat model of bupivacaine toxicity, and the first published human case report of lipid emulsion to treat LAST was in 2006. A 58-year-old male, in this case, had a cardiac arrest after placement of an interscalene block with bupivacaine and mepivacaine. After 20 minutes of advanced cardiac life support, his rhythm had progressed to VTAC, VFib, and asystole. He was given IV lipid emulsion and within 15 seconds had return of spontaneous circulation. After reading the above cases, I took steps at my hospital to make sure that IV lipid emulsion was available in all critical care and perioperative Pyxis machines. Several uneventful years went by, and wouldn't you know it, on my day off, a patient coded in our pre-op area 40 minutes after a ropivacaine block was placed. He had a very long code with many shocks and amiodarone administrations. Ultimately, IV lipid emulsion was administered. Within 1 minute, the patient had return of spontaneous circulation. He was eventually discharged home neurologically intact. The only adverse event from the lipid emulsion that was noted was that his blood draws looked like strawberry milkshakes for about 24 hours. It was very satisfying to know that our hospital was prepared to respond to this type of crisis. On the other hand, I did have that thought of, oh sure, the fun stuff only happens on my day off. It's such a tempting mindset to take, hoping that you get to be involved in a great save. But for such an opportunity to present itself, that means something bad must first happen to a patient. The late John Hines discussed this attitude in a talk he did on resuscitative thoracotomy.
Know the evidence inside out and be prepared to deliver it. Make your intentions honorable. Don't be the person that cracks a chest just because you fancy cracking a chest. The worst type of resus wanker is the ones that wishes ill on their patients. So we did have a registrar at one stage that we had another stabbing coming in, And we'd said to them, okay, you could do the thoracotomy, I'll assist. And he got scrubbed up, get the kit out, patient came in through the doors, and the patient was actually fine, didn't need a thoracotomy, and he was furious because he didn't get to do the procedure. Don't be that guy. Don't wish this on your patients.
So as exciting as it is to successfully provide for the pharmacotherapy needs of a crashing patient, I always keep John's words in mind to temper the attitude of, I wish I got to do that, that I sometimes feel when I hear about someone else's great save. Now that some additional data has been published on the use of IV lipids as a treatment in cardiac arrest from drug toxicity, the 2015 CPR guidelines update contains a new recommendation that IV lipid emulsion may be considered in patients with cardiac arrest due to drug toxicity other than last who are failing standard resuscitative measures. I discussed these changes back in episode 26, and you can find those show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode26. A complete review titled Lipid Emulsion Infusion Resuscitation for Local Anesthetic and Other Drug Overdose was published by Guy Weinberg in the journal Anesthesiology in 2012. Dr. Weinberg maintains the website lipidrescue.org, which is a fantastic resource on this topic. The full text of his article is free. I have it linked in the show notes, and I highly suggest that you read the article in its entirety. The article discusses the possible mechanisms of action for IV lipid emulsion as an antidote, such as a lipid sink and other possibilities, as well as reviews published cases and controversies in IV lipid emulsion use. IV lipid emulsion may just work for any lipophilic drug toxicity. There are even case reports of patients with synthetic cannabinoid intoxication that have responded to IV lipid emulsion. The ideal dose of IV lipid emulsion for drug toxicity is probably not known, so I follow the dose used for last that was published by the American Society of Regional Anesthesia and Pain Medicine. Using 20% lipid emulsion, give a bolus of 1.5 mLs per kilo of lean body mass, IV push over 1 minute. Then start a continuous infusion at 0.25 mLs per kilo per minute. Repeat the bolus once or twice for persistent cardiovascular collapse. Increase the infusion rate to 0.5 mLs per kilo per minute if the patient's blood pressure remains low, and continue the lipid infusion for at least 10 minutes after attaining circulatory stability. Recently on Twitter, I was discussing IV lipid emulsion therapy with an anesthesiologist. He had used it successfully in a patient, but it took a while for him to obtain the IV lipid emulsion during the code. So I encourage you to check on the location of IV lipid emulsion throughout your hospital and take the time to make sure it is readily available in any patient care areas that might encounter last or drug overdose toxicity. Have you used IV lipid emulsion therapy in a patient with a drug overdose? I'd love to hear how it went. Send me an email to joe@pharmacyjoe.com. To keep the show unbiased, I will never accept money from pharmaceutical companies. In fact, I've already turned down an offer to have pharmaceutical companies sponsor the podcast. Instead, I've partnered with Amazon so that you can support the show without spending any more money than you already do. Each time you shop at Amazon, begin by clicking on the square Amazon link at the bottom of any page at pharmacyjoe.com. You'll pay the same low price at Amazon, and this podcast will continue to be freely available. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.